Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Forey. It's 5:30 here on a Friday, and it's time to make some money. Joining us on the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Gambling Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls brought to you by Bet Rivers. You can go check out all the latest lines today at betrivers.net. Nick, how you doing, man? It's Fitzy and Lou.
Lou and Fitzy, what's going on, guys? Hope it was a great Thanksgiving for you, your families, all the great listeners out there. Happy Football Friday. Let's make some money.
Ooh, you're not kidding.
Oh, man, let's win some bets and pay some debts.
Speaking of Friday, let's dive into some college, right? Because this is a big, big weekend in college football. Let's just start tonight. You got the Pac-12 championship. You got Oregon at Utah, and right now Utah, was it given 3?
Yeah, Utah, I think like it's basically existing, like hovering in between 2.5 and 3 right now. I think it's eventually going to hit 3. The line was 3 earlier in the week, and I think we'll get back there around kickoff. Now, these two teams played about 3 weeks ago. That game was played in Utah. Utah obviously dominated the game, and the game went under the total. This one's going to be played at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. So the Pac-12 championship game used to be played at Levi Stadium where the Niners play on, like, that terrible turf, and games used to go under the total because they were, like, way, way lower scoring games. And now I think because this game's being played in Vegas, like, the expectation is going to be on a faster track, then we're going to see a lot more points scored in this game. I kind of push back on both side and total here. Like, the expectation that, like, the side's going to go exactly the same, the line's the same, given the fact that Utah's not playing this game at home, and then a huge adjustment up in terms of the total. Like, I totally disagree here. So, just for you know, the full disclosure, I have under 60. It's 57.5.
Yep.
I would still bet the under. I still feel like this total's a little too high, so I like the under tonight with Oregon and Utah, and it has to be 3, so no bet at 2.5. But Oregon +3, I feel like, is a bet that absolutely has to be made. It doesn't mean that it's going to win. But again, think back. Forget about the result. 3 weeks ago, these two teams played in Utah. Utah's home field advantage is massive, right, with altitude and the crowd that they have there. And that spread was 3. Now we're talking the same point spread on a neutral? I disagree with that. So Oregon, but it has to be +3 and under in the Pac-12 title.
Okay, so Utah under the banner of heaven and also under 57.5. That's gonna scratch my Friday night degenerate itch. Now let's look to Saturday. Two huge games that we're looking at. Number one, the SEC championship with Bama, who squeaked out the dub last week in the Iron Bowl against Auburn in, like, quadruple overtime, going up against arguably one of the most ferocious defenses we've seen in college football in the last decade in Georgia. And then the nightcap, Michigan, who is just stampeding now with that powerhouse rushing attack, and Haskins against Iowa. Where are you looking in both of these games? Because Daddy needs to make some holiday money.
All right, let's see if we can. I'll give you a bonus pick as well in the American Ooh. Championship game. But let's start Ooh. In the SEC, right, where we've got Bama and Georgia game to be played in Atlanta.
Yep.
Currently, Georgia's 6.5-point favorite. This is closer to hitting 7 than it is 6. It is my expectation that we will see a 7 again before kickoff coming up tomorrow. The total is dipped now down to 49, so it's moved about 1.5 downward in the last 24 hours or so. I bet this game earlier in the week. I bet Alabama +7. That does not mean that I think Alabama is going to win the game. And you mentioned, Fitz, that you think Georgia is like one of the best defenses we've seen in a decade. I think there's a chance come the end of the season we're talking about this as one of like the 5 best defenses in the history of college football. Like, it's got that type of upside here. But with that being said, I can't get to 7 here with the number. Like, I think fair price here should be like Georgia -5. And once we hit 7, like the most key number in all of football, I think that really becomes like a bet that has to be placed on Alabama. So no interest for me with the game being at 6.5. If and when it hits 7 again, that's when I would consider coming in and buying on Alabama +7. Quickly on the American Conference game, Cincinnati an 11-point favorite against Houston. I'm not going to claim to be like an expert handicapper of the American Conference, but what I can tell you guys is we've had a lot of sharp bettors, people that know what they're doing, come on my show, You Better You Bet, this week. Literally all of them, clean sweep. Everyone likes Houston here. Think this is going to be a close game. Houston lost its first game of the season, has not lost since. This is a legitimately good team. Not as good as Cincinnati, but they're 11-point dogs, so that's reflected, right? So Houston, the pick in the American Championship game, +11 or 4 plus 10.5 against Cincinnati. Big Ten championship game, Michigan a 10.5 point favorite against Iowa. This is going to be played in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil. I want to target the total here at 43.5. I actually think this is going to be a higher scoring game than people anticipate here. Played on the fast track, obviously underneath the dome here in Indianapolis. I like over 43.5. I think the total's a little too low. If I had to bet the game against the spread, I would take the points with Iowa just because of the way that Iowa tries to slow the game down. But I'm going to stay away from the spread. I think Michigan's going to win. I would go over 43.5 in the Big Ten.
Look at that. All right, we got some college bets out of the way. Let's jump to the pros. And I'm going to skip, obviously, because we want to start with the Patriots, because we're going to go all the way to Monday night. And they got the Bills at home. What's that line? 2.5? Is it up to 3? I don't know where it is, where you have it right now. But who do you like in this big Monday night matchup?
Yeah, so I actually would like to start with the total, if that's okay, because I think that's really interesting. So there is inclement weather expected in Buffalo on Monday
yep.
night. We have seen this total now, and think about, like, the total's 42.5. That's a total that's reserved for, like, the Jets playing at home against, like the Cam Newton Panthers, maybe. Like, that would be a total of 42.5. So when you see a total like this, it has to be weather. So there is major wind expected right now,
mm-hmm.
snow potentially, cold temperatures, as you might expect in Western New York on a Monday night in December. So here's what I'm going to tell people to do. Now, you can either do the work yourself, or you can listen to You Better You Bet on Monday. We'll do the work for you. But all you have to do, literally, you the person listening, Google on Monday, Buffalo weather tonight. And if the wind is not going to be bad, and 15 miles per hour is generally the threshold we look at where wind starts to affect passing games, snow does not affect total in terms of games going under. Snow is an advantage to the offense because the offense knows where it's going. So if snow's in the forecast, who cares as long as there's no wind? If there's no wind in the forecast, like 10 mile per hour winds, Allen and Mack can sling it through that wind. And then the total is going to be like 4 or 5 points too low. So this is a total right now, 42.5, that's expecting major inclement weather. Who the hell knows with meteorologists and weather? Things can change. So if there's no wind in the forecast coming up on Monday and this is the total, we're going to go over here. Now, as far as the side is concerned, Buffalo's a 3-point favorite, but this is basically 2.75 hanging out like in between, depending on where you're looking. I think it's probably going to close 2.5, honestly, if I had to guess. If it's 2.5, and I've been wrong about the Patriots so many times, and I'm not saying they're frauds. I think that they're awesome. They're going to go to the playoffs. They've reloaded. Legitimate AFC contender for sure. If it's 2.5, I have to bet Buffalo. I make the game 3.5. The loss of Tre'Davious White for the season is going to be massive for them, but not necessarily in this game where the Patriots spread the ball around and don't have a true alpha number one receiver. So I actually think in this matchup, it doesn't hurt as much Buffalo not having Tre'Davious White. If it's 2.5, I like the Bills. Don't love it, but that's how I would play the game. And again, check the weather on Monday. If the wind is not bad, bet the over.
Meteorologists and prognosticators, they're paid handsomely to be wrong a little less than 50% of the
hell
time.
Yeah, am I right, Costa? Hell yeah, baby.
Nick Kostos, Odyssey Gambling Insider, joins Merlone and Fourier. Fitzy subbing in for Fourier on the Harbor One Hotline. All right, you know I come at you whenever I'm on the program and we get to talk with bad idea teases. You know, I love a bad idea tease, and I love me a three-leg parlay. And I keep looking this week at that Lions game, and then I look at the Kansas City game because 10.5 seems so high in KC. And then, you know, the Lions, they're 7-4 against the spread this season. And I feel like Minnesota, a little tired, coming off that tough game against San Francisco. Detroit's got 10 days.
Oh, you want to tease Detroit?
Yeah, because I'm crazy. That's why I said they're called bits, bad idea teases. Talk
well,
me out
know,
of it.
If you know it's a bad idea, then don't do it. I mean, it's a terrible idea.
That's part
tease
of fun.
And you want to tease the Chiefs down, you're saying?
I think
Chiefs
Denver's
down,
defense.
Vikings down. How's that?
Chiefs down.
How
about Lions up, Denver up?
No, because I think, look, it's not that the bet can't win. It's just that, like, you get, like, nothing out of it. I would never do that. I think it's a terrible mathematical bet, but, I mean, it doesn't mean it can't be fun or doesn't mean it can't win. I'm not trying to, like, throw cold water on, like, the fun of the teaser, but,
that's
yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's a terrible idea. Like, as far as, like, an actual bet goes, it's an awful bet to
okay.
place because you capture no key numbers. It's an awful idea. Sorry.
All right, well, good. That's what I'm here for.
I'm here
for all the awful ideas. Yes. Then give me a good bad idea tease for this weekend.
Ooh, good tease.
Well, I'm going to give you a good idea
okay,
tease.
Give me a good
idea. Instead? Arizona currently is a 7.5-point favorite on the road in Chicago. If and when Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are announced as playing, I feel like this number is going to go up. Arizona, if they're going to play, if Kyler and Hopkins are going to play, and this number stays like 7.5, 8.5, but what you want to do with the teaser is like capture 3 and 7. So tease down through 7 and 3 or up through 3 and 7. That gives you the best mathematical chance of winning. Obviously, other teasers can win. I'm not saying they can't. Just that, like, you want to give yourself the best chance to win, right? If you're betting your own money on stuff. So Arizona, I think, presents a pretty good teaser leg. If Minnesota ever gets up to 7.5, honestly, I would tease the Vikings down to 1.5. I make the game 7.5. I think Minnesota is extremely likely to win the game. So I would tease tease Minnesota. What else we got here in terms of teasers? I think you could tease Washington at this point now. Spreads 1.5 on the road in Vegas. I like the Raiders in the game, but I don't think they're going to blow them out. So Washington up to +7.5, I think, makes a lot of sense. And I think that's actually, those are the only games I would tease.
All right, talking to Nick Costos. Nick, one game I think a lot of people in the AFC are keeping an eye on. Two teams trying to figure out who they are. Are they frauds? Are they contenders? The Chargers are at the Bengals. And since he's got that home favorite, -3, who do you like in this one?
Well, for it makes me harken back, right, to Super Bowl 16, right, when the Joe Montana began his legend by beating the Bengals, and after the Bengals took down Dan Fouts and the Chargers in the Freezer Bowl. And if that had been good weather in that game in Cincinnati, Dan Fouts and the Chargers would have won that Super Bowl anyway, to the present day, where the Chargers are 3-point dogs on the road in Cincinnati. Favorite bet of the week, give me the Chargers. It has to be 3. Chargers +3. I make the game 1. I think that this is going to be a big game for Justin Herbert, slinging it against what I feel like is an overrated Bengals defense. Looked great last week, but of course they're playing like, you know, like the human gargoyle known as Ben Roth. I think it's a big game for Herbert. I like the under as well. Chargers are going to let you run the ball. That's the MO of the Brandon Staley defense. Bengals have been running the ball successfully with Joe Mixon. What does that mean? Successful runs, turning the clock. I like the under in this game. The number has to be 3. Give me the Chargers +3, my favorite bet of the week.
And has there been anyone who's been giving you better free money, and last one for me, Costos, than Miami? They're on a heater. They've won 5 in a row. They're 5-7. They've won 4 in a row. They should be able to push it Sunday. I can't believe they're only a 5-point favorite at home against the Giants. That seems like an easy bet to me. Whether you want to put them in any parlays teases, but just straight up, like, they've been winning easily, covering by double digits every week.
I do feel like the Dolphins, Fitzy, are going to win the game here, and this number is actually out to 6 with the news that Daniel Jones is not going to play, and it's going to be Mike Glennon.
Old pencil neck.
Well, now that, yeah, giraffe neck Mike Glennon. It's amazing that Daniel Jones has the neck injury when Glennon's neck is the size of the Eiffel Tower. I like the Giants here, +6. I made the game 2, so Miami -2. So I like the Giants +3 with Daniel Jones. I do not think Daniel Jones is very good. I am guessing that you guys agree.
Yes.
I am guessing that you, the person listening to this, I'm guessing you agree that Daniel Jones is not good. So here's the question you have to ask yourself. Is Daniel Jones worth 3 points to the point spread, downgrading to Mike Glennon? I think the answer is no. I think Daniel Jones is a low-end starter, high-end backup, and Glennon's a high-end backup. Maybe 1.5, so this adjustment is entirely too big. A number play here, Fitzy, honestly, like if it's Dolphins -4 and it's Glennon, not interested. But now we're hitting 6. Like, 6 is a definite play for me on the Giants with Mike Glennon. So I'm in on Big Blue. Honestly, it's probably my second favorite play of the week at this point is Giants. But it has to be 6, not 5.5. Giants +6 on the road in Miami.
All right, Nick, last one's for me here. Just quickly, the NFC West. I know that Niners-Seahawks game and the Rams just seem like a get-right game at home in a blowout versus the Jags. You tell me.
Yeah, I would only bet the Rams. I make the number 13. The number's 13, so not a lot of interest there for me betting this game. More curious from a real-life perspective to see how Matthew Stafford looks in this game. He's not healthy. He may not be healthy again this season. If I'm the Rams, I'm sitting Stafford this week and playing John Wolford. That's me. Not Sean McVay.
Wow.
To the Niners and the Seahawks here, I feel like if you're betting Seattle games, and I made this mistake, I bet Seattle on Monday night, I was expecting Russ to be something different. Like, I think, like, we need to look at the Seahawks now, like Geno Smith's their starter, because Russell Wilson's playing like Geno Smith, because he's not healthy, he's brutal right now, so I would never bet the Seahawks in this game. I also don't want to bet the Niners, because what if Russ, like, gets healthy, and he's Russell Wilson, then this line's ridiculous. I'd be more interested in the total here, it's 45.5, so I'd say this, if you're out there listening, and you think this is the week, Russ is going to get it turned around, his finger's going to be better, he's going to start playing better, this total is going to be like 3 or 4 points too low. That's where I'd look to attack this would be over, because you know the Niners are going to do their part offensively to get this game over the total.
All right. Well, listen, Nick, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy. You got college football, you got NFL, and of course, at the end of it, you got the Pats Bills Monday night. We appreciate the time, buddy.
We're looking forward to it, guys. Thank you very much. Lou and Fitz, wishing you and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And Fitz, we're going to talk separately, and we're going to get you on some gits instead of bits, some good idea teasers, my friends.
That's what I'm talking about. Till the next episode Friday, buddy.
Looking forward to it.
That's Nick Costos, our Odyssey betting gambling insider, our guy. Hopefully get some wins there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, listen, we got MF ups, right? That's coming up next.